177, request of Angela Van Patten to address council regarding Pembina Propane Terminal.
Good morning.
My name's Angela Van Patten. I've been a resident of Southeast Portland for 26 years, where I've raised two daughters, including Caroline, who's here today. I'm here to comment on an uncertain status of the Pembina Terminal proposal and related issues up for council. I urge a binding climate action plan, which includes gases, including propane, as listed fossil fuels, not bridge fuels, and that our city works towards divestment from these fuels. I thank Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fritz for taking a stand against approval of the Pembina Terminal and urge other commissioners to do likewise. There's two erroneous assumptions that come into play in these considerations that need to be made explicit, that gases can be considered bridge fuels and that we have more time than we actually do to address global warming. Gases are not bridge fuels, and here are two reasons. One, life cycle greenhouse gas emissions from natural gas are looking as damaging to the climate as coal. By the strict but distorted standard of looking at which fuels burn the cleanest, indeed, gases such as methane and propane burn cleaner than oil and coal. The problem with these measurements is they're only a small piece of the bigger picture. Greenhouse gases are released at all stages of the fuel life cycle, exploration through end use. Studies published in Scientific American found natural gas fields may be leaking enough methane to make the fuel as damaging as coal to the climate over the next few decades. Two, economically, gas exports fail as a bridge fuel on a number of fronts. An international study looked at the effect of a projected increase in worldwide natural gas usage. The study showed that unless there were explicit worldwide public policies expanding and protecting renewables, the political economic infrastructure for pushing gas would prevail. The model showed that long-term gas expansion through 2050, made possible through the use of fracking, would escalate the climate crisis because gas replaces other fossil fuels, but significantly also renewable energy. One of the most insidious ways fossil fuel projects affect the climate is contractual lock-in. These projects are expensive and require long 20-year and greater contracts as, to quote Naomi Klein, these investments won't be recouped unless the companies that make them are able to keep extracting for decades, since the upfront costs are amortized over the life of the projects. There are many more aspects to this contractual lock-in, too many to name here, designed to ensure fossil fuels retain primacy in the economy for decades to come. A myth we tell ourselves is we have more time than we actually do to address global warming. As a people who've benefited to varying degrees from an industrial economy based on fossil fuels, we have a moral obligation to face the climate crisis and do whatever is necessary to keep younger generations from having to do all the heavy lifting of making the switch to renewables. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.